podcast for the Centre on Public Diplomacy. And as we head towards the finale for the World Cup, I'm here with Professor Roger Kittleton, author of the recently published book, The Country of Football, Soccer and the Making of Modern Brazil. Hello, Roger. Great to have you here on the show today.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Do you think that soccer helped Brazilian society to coalesce around some of the same ideas and values?
It certainly, for many decades, served that function. Even African Brazilians who were not fooled at all, who knew that they were experiencing discrimination in their daily lives, they saw this myth of a Brazil that was racially democratic, and soccer was a vital part of the creation of that myth. They saw that ideal as something really that they might be able to turn to their advantage and use to become bigger players in the nation. And so it did, in fact, help that building of a national unity. At the same time, the lines of division were always there under the surface. And by the 70s and 80s, they rose to the surface, and there were great battles, ideological and political battles, and the sense of the nation as a as an essentially racially mixed nation. That sense of Brazil was on the wane by the 70s already, although it is still around in some weakened form.
Do you think that the World Cup will bring about a renewed focus on Brazilianness?
I do. I think this is really giving people the chance to try to, you know, rethink citizenship and their part in the nation. I think this is something that will, in fact, help Brazil internally but also internationally. It really gives Brazil the chance to show that it can not only host one of these mega events and have the attention of the world on it and pull it off, but also it can do so at a time when there's a tremendous amount of internal debate and even dissent. And therefore, I think Brazil can kind of polish up its democratic credentials.
That kind of leads me on to my next question. How much of an advantage does hosting the World Cup provide to Brazil's image on the international stage? And do you think it's worth the investment?
In sheer financial terms, I would say it's probably not worth the investment. But if we think about it in slightly more flexible terms and longer range terms, I think that it can turn out to be worth it. Even if there are real challenges to the political system, I think they'll all be done within a, you know, democratic tradition. So I think that this can, in fact, help strengthen Brazil as a power. You know, Brazil is, in fact, pulling off a successful World Cup off the field, which is really where it matters most in terms of building up its kind of soft power. I think this is part of Brazil's path to a new kind of global power, along with these other nations, which in many other ways, politically above all, it looks very different from.
Do you think Brazil or the Brazilian government will use football or soccer to be able to overcome some of its political and social problems that it faces today?
Governments have always tried to use the sport to unite the nation, to promote particular government regimes. But soccer is a very, very unreliable foundation for any kind of political power because weird things happen in games. And that, you know, corny old saying that it's a funny old game, quite true. And the ball can bounce wrong and your team can be out. And then what seemed like a marker of national political progress can suddenly go absolutely the other way and look like a condemnation of the path that the country is on. I don't really expect the government to invest too heavily in soccer and in sports. I think it's a symbolic realm, and I think the government will treat it mostly in those terms.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.